both in the first reading and in the Gospel, we heard that there was this reading of scriptures. In fact, the church is nourished both on the Word of God revealed in the Bible and also on the Word of God who became flesh given to us in Holy Communion. God Himself is the author of the Bible, of sacred scripture. The word scripture means writings, and the word Bible means book. The Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. God chose certain people to write the Bible, and they only wrote down what God wanted them to write. Now, the church used the Bible to teach the truth, but also the Catholic Church is not just a religion of the book. The church is constantly enlightened by Christ through the Holy Spirit to understand the scriptures. The church has the living tradition to interpret and to live out the Holy Scriptures. How do we understand the scriptures? How do we interpret the Bible? We need to be attentive to two important realities. We need to be attentive both to what the human writer wanted to say, but also to what the Holy Spirit intended to communicate. Both the human writer and the Holy Spirit, they are the writers, the authors of the Bible. So, to understand the human writer intention, we have to consider the time and culture, the literary forms then current at that time, and also the manner of thinking and speaking at that time when the Bible was being written. Now, that would be the literal sense of the Bible. But also to understand what the Holy Spirit intended to communicate, and that deeper meaning can be so deep that it can really likely the human writer, when he wrote the Bible, didn't understood that completely himself. And in that way, we have to see the Bible as a whole, not just a particular passage, but the whole Bible. We need to see the Bible in the light of the church's tradition, because the Holy Spirit that guides the church is the same Holy Spirit who inspired the Bible. And also we have to see the coherence of the truths of faith among themselves in the Bible. And of course, not only that is the literal sense, you know, the immediate intention of the writer, the human writer, but also because the human writer is guided by the Holy Spirit, that is the deeper sense in the Bible, what we call the spiritual sense. The spiritual sense can be allegorical, which is something that is like a parable. For example, we see Jonah is, you know, he's being buried into the sea. It's the symbol of the death and burial of Christ. And then we see the moral sense of the Bible. There is the spiritual life. When we see the faith of Abraham, we see that this is the kind of faith we have to imitate for us to believe in Christ. But also there's the immortal sense, the eternity, the eternal sense of the Bible. For example, the church can be seen as a sign of our heavenly destiny. The Bible is the Old Testament before Christ, written before Christ, and the New Testament written after the birth of Christ. There are 46 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament, altogether 73 books in the Bible. St. Augustine pointed out that the Old Testament prefigures the New Testament. In fact, the New Testament, according to St. Augustine, the New Testament is hidden in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is unveiled in the New Testament. The Second Vatican Council has a few important documents. Four of them are constitution, and one of them is about divine revelation. And the Second Vatican Council especially want to open wide to the faithful the access to Holy Scripture. And so that's why you see that, you know, in the lectionary, there are 3-year cycle. We are now in ESC, and we read especially from the Gospel of St. Luke. And we have continuous reading. The second reading is always independent. It's a continuous reading in the New Testament. So if we go to Mass every Sunday, in 3 years, we basically have all the New Testament, the majority of the New Testament written to us. And we can think about them, reflect on them, you know, and also prayerfully listen to the Word of God at Mass. Oftentimes, the first reading from the Old Testament is to pick according to the theme of the Gospel. Of the 73 books in the Bible, 4 of them are the most important one, the Gospel. You know, the Gospel, of course, refers to the historical events. What happened historically? And then the church had the oral tradition, because the church is a living tradition, and so the apostles, the disciples, they were preaching the Word of God. And then later on, the evangelists, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, put those oral tradition into writings. And so we have the Gospel. The Gospel is being venerated in the liturgy of the church. Down through the history, has a prominent place in the liturgy of the church. And that's why when we read the Gospel, we all stand, as the Son of God said, for the Word of God, for the Word of Jesus Christ himself. But also down through the ages, the Gospel helped to produce many, many saints. The saints are the people who listened to the Gospel, to the Bible, and they took the Word of God seriously. So in the last 2,000 years, many, many holy people came about because of the serious meditative study of the Bible. Saint Jerome, the saint who translated the Bible into the common language of the people at that time, he translated the Bible into Latin. He said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. And so, if we know the Bible, we come to know Jesus. I do encourage, you know, every day, try to read, spend a few minutes to read the Bible. You know, if you have not been doing so, take up your Bible, shake up all the dust, and then start reading that. And I encourage you, start to read with the New Testament, so you won't give up that soon. So, New Testament, the Gospel. And then maybe start with half page per day. You know, that's only take less than 5 minutes. If you need to read the footnote, it might take a bit longer, but you know, the footnote can be helpful. You know, if you find yourself don't understand, have no clue what's going on, so the footnote might be helpful to understand the Bible. Now, even though it might be only half page or even a chapter or just a few words, every day read the Bible. It's really good for our spiritual life. Saint Teresa of Avila had this suggestion how to read the Bible. Choose a passage, not too long. You know, it's not out of curiosity, you want to pray when you read. So not too long. A verse or at most a chapter will be enough. So pick a passage. You can just continuously read the Gospel if you want to, you know, but pick a passage every day, what I'm going to read. And then aware that you are in the presence of God. Step number 2, aware you are in the presence of God. So you are not thinking about anything else, but focus on God. It's between God and you now. And then 3rd, you read and reflect. So you, in a reflective spirit, you read the passage that you pick. So you don't have to speed through that. You read what you can read prayerfully, you know, reflectively. And finally, you respond with acts of faith, hope, and love. So there is prayer. When you think about holy things that can help you in your heart to have holy acts of faith, hope, and love, maybe even humility, contrition, adoration, praise, and worship. So you respond in the way that you find the most suitable. Respond to God in prayer. So simple way, take a passage, presence of God, read and reflect, respond in prayer. It's important that we do not neglect the Word of God. It's important that we love Jesus, both in the Word and in the sacrament. May we be grateful to the gift of the Holy Scriptures. Do our best to digest those holy words so that we can become holy through the meditation and putting into practice the Word of God.